107.8, it's Tone FM, it's 22 past 10, and it's our weekly PC workshop with Martin Howe. And our chats, weekly chats, are now on your website, Martin.
That's right, yeah, we've extracted these sessions, or some of them, not all of them at the moment. It's an exercise we've only just started doing, so you can now pick those up from our website. If you go to our website at www.itknowhow.co.uk, and on the homepage, you'll find a point on the right-hand side that says useful links, and there's listen again. And if you click on that, that'll take you to a page that has some of these audio bits and pieces. There will be a link via the Tone FM website to these things or whatever. But as I said, at the moment, that's not in place. So
if you do miss any of these little chats, we have useful advice from Martin, then you can revisit them. It's a sort of your own iPlayer, really, isn't
that
it?
That kind of idea. That's at a very simple level. At a very simple level, but it works. But it works.
Okay, we've looked at Word, and we've looked at changing the background picture. And I know you've got another question there from a listener.
Yeah, I've got another one. This came in from Jim. Jim wrote in and said, "My granddaughter has changed my Internet Explorer starting page from Google to something else. How do I change it back?" Now, this is actually one I've done before in the past. It's a little busy, so work through this one with me. But it is actually useful, because a lot of people find that from time to time they have visitors or something happens on the computer and they suddenly find they no longer have the page that they're happy with. Okay, so if you open Internet Explorer, now at the top of the screen there is what's called the address bar. It's the bit where it starts HTTP, and it shows the address of the website that you're actually on. Now what you need to do is click in there. Now a single click should make everything go blue, which allows you then just to press the delete key and get rid of it. If you actually find you've clicked into it and there's a little flashing cursor, then just use the backspace key or the delete key, and that'll just clear it so that there's nothing in there at all. Now type in www.google.co.uk and then press the enter key. If you're using a regular keyboard, the enter key is obviously in the bottom right hand corner. If you're on a laptop or something like that, then it's the big one to the right of the letters with the arrow on it, the return key. So press that. You should now arrive at your Google page. In actual fact, it doesn't actually matter how you get to the Google page. The way I've described it will get you there. But however you get to your Google page, get there. Now, look to the top of the screen again, just below the address bar, and you're looking for the word tools. Now, if you can't see the word tools, don't panic. Look to the right-hand side, and you will see something that looks like a cog. Now, one lady at a training session I did said, that's not a cog, it's a daisy. So you're either looking for a cog or something that looks like a daisy on the right-hand side, and click on that. Now, whether you click on the tools menu or whether you click on the cog stroke daisy, you will find in the list an option called Internet Tools. So please click on that. A window will now pop open. At the top of that window is a section called Home Page. And in there is the address of the website that is currently set as the home page. Immediately below that is a button that says Use Current. If you click on that, the words will now change to what it is that you've just set, being Google in this particular instance. All you do now is click on Apply and OK at the bottom of that window, and that has set that page to be your home page. If you close Internet Explorer and open it again, you will find that that is there. So those are the details of how to go about setting it. The reality of it is, I've mentioned Google, a lot of people will use different pages and things like that, sports pages, news pages, whatever you're comfortable with. You might be a member of a sports club. Funnily enough, I noticed Darren has on his computer, when I was here earlier on, his is obviously www.tonefm.com. .co.uk.
Right. Yep.
So, as I say, you can set it to whatever you like, but that is the procedure for setting the homepage that you require in Internet Explorer.
Okay, that's it, young man. Thank you very much. You're done and dusted. We'll see you next week.
I shall be back again.
Next Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Martin Howe from IT Know How.